Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. My dad likes to tell a story about when I was little, going to church one day. He was the choir director and he's taking me to Sunday school, and I told him, "Dad, I don't need to go to Sunday school anymore. I already know everything." He said, "All right, well then tell me." I said, "Well, I know that I'm a sinner." He's like, "Yes, yes you are. What else?" He's like, "I know that Jesus died on the cross for sins." And he said, "Is that it?" "Yep, that's it." I said, "Well, I guess you do know everything, Stephen. I guess you do. But you're still going to have to go to Sunday school," he said. "Well, you already know everything, right? I mean, you know the message that I'm going to give this morning. You already know it, okay? You know that Jesus Christ was born in a manger, God in the flesh. You know that, right? You already have heard of this before. You know that he healed people, that he taught us to love one another. You know that he announced the forgiveness of sins. You've heard all this, right? I mean, I'm correct on this, I think. You know how God appointed Jesus and at his baptism, the Holy Spirit anointed him. And you know that Jesus died on a cross and that 3 days later he rose from the dead, because that's why you're here this morning. That's why the church is full on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, because everybody already knows this story, right? You already know everything already. That's why you're here today. You know everything about it. So then does anybody know why my dad kept sending me to Sunday school? And think about it. I already knew everything too. Why did he keep on sending me? I don't know exactly why he would say that he kept sending me to Sunday school, but I'll tell you why I'm glad that he did. Because you can know everything about Jesus Christ. You can know everything about God. You can know everything about the Holy Spirit. You can know everything about the church and the cross and the resurrection. You can know everything and still not believe it. Right? You can know everything there is to know about this stuff and not believe a word of it. You can go to church your entire life and you don't believe all the things you hear week after week. After the resurrection of Jesus, he appeared to his disciples and he ate with them and he forgave them for abandoning and betraying him. And then he sent them out to tell others the good news. And so in Acts chapter 10, St. Peter, he gives this awesome sermon. It must have been awesome because a lot of people came to Jesus, or at least God is awesome. So no matter what kind of a sermon Peter gave, people came to Jesus. But this is what he says. First, that the message is for everybody. He says, "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right." So he's saying that the message that he's given is for everybody, and it's still true. It doesn't matter who you are today. God wants to give you this message. He doesn't show favoritism. That means it doesn't matter how rich you are or how much you know. It doesn't matter how poor you are or how little you know. God accepts you, and this message is for you. And then he says to the people back then, he says, "You know the message of God that God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." See, they knew too, right? They knew. He knew that they knew, just like you. And then he says that you know what has happened throughout Judea, that how Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and power, how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. I mean, that sounds about right. You know this too, right? It goes on, "They killed him by hanging him on a tree. God raised him from the dead on the third day." Happy Easter. That's why we're here, right? And then he goes on, "All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Huh. Let me just repeat that. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. So it didn't matter how much they knew. It didn't matter that they were around, that they could have seen Jesus, seen him walking on the water, know all about it. But if they didn't believe, well, it doesn't matter how much they knew, right? Because all who believe in Jesus Christ receive forgiveness of sins. God doesn't need you to know everything. He doesn't expect that you will know everything. In fact, if you think you know everything, you might have missed the most important part. You might have missed the thing that saves faith. You know, God says that he wants you to believe in him. Not like we believe in the tooth fairy or something, like think about, oh, that would be fun if that existed. right? And of course, for everyone under 5 or 10, he does, right? Believing in Jesus Christ is more than that. It means to trust him. To believe in Jesus doesn't just mean that you know that he forgives sins, but that you give your sins to him to deal with so that you don't have to feel the guilt and the shame any longer, right? To believe in God and to believe that he died on the cross means not just that you know it's the historical events, that you can answer the questions on a test or at the confirmation class or something like this, right? But so that you believe that because Jesus died for you, that you're saved, that you believe it, that you trust it. When you begin to trust in Jesus, to believe in him, well, he starts to become more than just a thing to know about, something that your parents brought you to church to learn, right? Something that, you know, you should think about because, I don't know, because you live in America or because your grandma does or something like this. But he starts to become your Lord and Savior. Instead of just knowing, you know, I really should pray when times get tough, trusting him means that when times get tough, you start to pray. It means that when life brings you suffering, you start looking to God for answers and for guidance. It means that you trust God, that he forgives you so much that, well, you just start forgiving other people because you know, who are you to hold a grudge if God can forgive you for all your sins? We aren't saved by what we know. We're saved by faith alone, by trust, right? Faith, that's all. Faith, that's enough. It's a lot. Trust is a lot, but it's all. It's all there is. Jesus didn't just die on a cross, you see? He died for you, for your sake. And he didn't just die for sinners. He died because you needed him to die for you. Now you know it. Do you believe it? Because that faith can change everything for you. This Easter, then, it wouldn't just be about coming on the right day, you know? Coming on the day everyone expects you to come. Then Easter actually becomes more than celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's celebrating your resurrection before it happens. The fact that one day after you're dead and gone and you're lying in the grave, unable to do anything anymore, that you trust that God will come and raise you from the dead. That's what faith is. It's trusting him to do what he's promised to do. I mean, you've heard it. You've probably heard it many times, didn't you? I mean, you know it. But do you believe it? Because I don't really care if you understand it. I don't care if you can tell me back and parrot it back exactly what I say. Believing it, believing, trusting that God will do what he says to do for you, that's where it's at. That's what really matters. So why did my dad send me to Sunday school? Well, because he knew I needed to. I may know everything. I may have known everything, I should say. But so that I might believe in Jesus Christ, he kept sending me again and again. So I'd build that relationship with him, and I'd learn to trust that all those things he did in history, he could still do for me today, so that I'd trust that he would do those things for me today. So I would trust Jesus as my Savior, and he's your Savior, too. And now you know it. So will you trust Jesus to be your Savior? Because God loves you so very much. Please believe it, because it's true. Jesus died on the cross for your sake, and he